Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization where you will be taken on an inner journey through an ancient West Coast forest. Before I take you there, I want to invite you to set an intention to amplify your multi-sensory systems of smell, touch, inner seeing, and hearing. Setting this intention can help you to immerse yourself more deeply into this experience. For sometimes in our lives, we can feel a need of a timeout in order to refuel our energies, especially after the brunt of a challenging or frustrating day. A day that has perhaps even left us feeling a little burnt out after too much activity or stimulation. Sometimes knowing that there is a sanctuary, a place of refuge, a place of rest, and a place where you can feel at peace is what is needed. Today, this podcast will provide you with an ancient forest experience, one that I hope will offer you a sanctuary experience that you will want to access whenever you're in need of a well-deserved timeout to become more revitalized and recharged. Take a moment now to imagine what the colors might be like within an ancient West Coast rainforest. What magnificent scene might you find there? Just start to perceive and feel into what is there percolating and bubbling up. Are there rich, dark shades of greens and lighter greens that you see? What color is the forest floor? Just know there are no right or wrong answers. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a few moments to find a quiet, private space where you know you can relax into, then you can pause the recording while you organize this, then come back to the recording where we will continue together. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can sit up or you can lie down. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice. And just begin noticing how you're breathing. Just notice your breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself relaxing more. You find yourself inside a National Parks Forest Information Welcome Center. There you are met by your guide today. His name is Cedric, and he is a well-known guide of this ancient West Coast forest. Cedric explains that this pristine, ancient forest has a variety of tree species. Next, he shows you a pamphlet of some of the tree species that grow in this ancient forest, and he points out a few of the tree species, like cedar trees, Douglas fir trees, Sitka spruce, and shares pictures, as well as some of the key tree descriptions for each of the many types of trees. Then Cedric asks you to imagine all the different kinds of trees that might be found around the world. Cedric loves all kinds of trees himself and invites you to imagine If you were to think of yourself as a kind of tree, any kind of tree, what tree do you think you would be or like to be, and why? You may need to think and reflect upon this question, and you can do this even after you leave this space. Next, Cedric recites this inspirational quote about trees. Be like a tree. Stay grounded. Connect with your roots. Turn over a new leaf. Bend before you break. Enjoy your unique natural beauty. Keep growing. By Joanne Raptis. The purpose and intent that Cedric has today as your guide is to encourage you to immerse and engage with as many of your sensory systems as you can during this exploration in this ancient forest today, and to start to connect to the idea that trees and humans share some aspects and qualities that are alike. Cedric offers that there are two main varieties of trees, deciduous and coniferous. Deciduous refers to any tree that drops its leaves in the fall and goes dormant during cold weather. When the weather warms, deciduous trees produce new leaves. Although most deciduous trees are broadleaf trees, this is not always the case. Some trees with needles are also deciduous trees. Coniferous trees. These are often referred to as evergreens, and the name is associated with trees that have needles instead of broadleaf flat leaves. Although this is true in many cases, it isn't always true. A coniferous tree is any tree that reproduces via cones. There are aspects that we can connect to with both types of trees that may give us some insights around our own lives. Cedric points out some of the deciduous trees that are starting to change color in this forest area. And of course, they will soon lose their leaves as part of the life cycle of the trees as it is now fall. Cedric points out that the deciduous trees in some areas go through four distinct seasons very visibly. In this area, there are four distinct seasons that can be witnessed regarding these trees. In this area, in the spring, these types of trees will start to bud and develop new leaves. And then in the summer, the leaves continue to grow and flourish. In the fall, the trees will begin to lose their leaves in preparation for the winter season. And it's at that point that the trees will become dormant until the cycle of spring begins again and the cycle continues. So imagine for a moment that you too have four distinct seasons. And where do you find yourself in your own life cycle? Perhaps you are in the summer of your life pretty much overall, where you are finding that maybe your children are almost grown up perhaps and might be out of the house soon. Or maybe you're nearing the age of where you're starting to percolate thoughts and plan towards work retirement. Or maybe in some aspects of your life, you are in a cycle still of a wellspring of new ideas and opportunities and fresh inspirations and feel like you're in a cycle of spring in some area in your life. And can you detect and identify any challenges or planning that you might want to be engaged in with each of these seasons of your life or cycles of time? For example, what are some things in your life that you are happy for them to fall away and to drop away? What are you really wanting to let go of? Perhaps there are some old structures in your life that are starting to deconstruct and are dying away. Or is there an area in your life that you're happy if it was deactivated or went into a phase or state of dormancy now? Know too that you can take some time even after you leave this space to make further connections to help you locate where you're at emotionally, physically, or energetically in any of these cycles and seasons of time. And you may want to research some books, for example, that match the cycles that you find yourself in order to receive valuable, helpful ways to navigate through them. As part of priming the pump to help you activate your sensory systems and to help bring you more connections, Cedric takes you into a discovery room in the park's Welcome Center. There, you will have some opportunities to engage with some of your senses, and Cedric brings out small burlap pouches that you will put your hands into shortly. Next, your eyes are gently blindfolded, and then you're invited to put your right hand into the first pouch. your fingers start to come into contact with a sample of bark from one of the trees, just notice what you start to detect. Notice what your fingers are beginning to feel. How would you describe the bark? As you ponder this for a few moments, just let yourself feel the roughness or smoothness of the bark samples. Are you able to gauge the size of the bark, its thickness? What do you imagine the color of the bark is? Notice your sensory sensations related to touch and feel. Cedric makes another connection for you regarding how trees and people share something similar. Each tree has a bark. Bark is the outer covering of a tree's trunk and branches. Its purpose is to conserve water and protect the tree's essential living systems from temperature extremes and storms, as well as from attacks by diseases. Some tree species have extra thick bark that protects the tree from things like brush fires. As humans, our skin functions similar to a tree's bark. Symbolically, perhaps, you can relate to the fact that we all have psychological barriers that help to buffer us from certain things and to help make us feel safe or to protect us. Some of these things we may be consciously aware of, and others maybe not so aware of. Are there any ways that you are aware of that you try to protect yourself or have a boundary up, for example? Maybe you have different ideas about what some things are that work for you and provide you with a buffer. Is there an area in your life where you wish you had a thicker skin, so to speak? Or is there a place in your life where you feel you're more vulnerable and sensitive or thin-skinned symbolically? And what, if anything, would you want to change or do differently? Cedric relates how a Douglas fir tree has a naturally occurring very thick bark. For older and larger trees can have bark that is even a foot thick. Now that's thick bark. And it helps this species of tree to protect itself from a brush with fire. You might even be able to come up with an example of a time in your life that you had a thick skin like a Douglas fir tree. And if so, can you recall what really got you through that fiery time in your life? When you felt under siege, perhaps, or even very challenged. You might have had a fire scar, so to speak, but you didn't burn down to the ground. You were still intact and able to recuperate and heal and continue to grow strong. Perhaps you can remember a time of resilience and know that you have the ability to protect and defend yourself against tough elements when you were faced with them. Next, Cedric gives you another pouch, and this pouch has a few different sizes, shapes, and types of leaves from some of the deciduous trees from the forest. What do you notice as your fingers trace the different leaf shapes and sizes? Can you notice any textures? Do the leaves feel crunchy or smooth? Or do you notice any smells? Cedric asks you to connect with these fall leaves. Just try to make a sense of something falling away and dropping away from your own life. You ponder this for a few moments. Next, you're given another pouch to put your left hand into. These are samples from the coniferous trees. They include tree needles and some boughs from the trees. Just notice how many different shapes, sizes, and textures you can feel against your fingers. As you touch these tree needles, is there something that has been needling you, poking at you, so to speak? What is trying to get your attention now in some area in your life? Cedric invites you to bring your fingers to your nose. And what do you pick up now? In your own life, do you sense a fresh essence of some kind that is in and around you? You can just kind of feel it. Try to remember the last time you were in a forest for a walkabout. And if you've never had that experience of being out in a forest among the trees, that's okay. Just try to remember a time when you had an experience or an encounter with a tree. Perhaps it was a tree in your neighborhood while you were growing up. Or maybe if you celebrate Christmas, it was a Christmas tree decorated outside your yard. Regardless, see if you can bring up a memory of an encounter with a tree. It could be a smell of the boughs, or maybe the feel of the bark, or needles of a tree, or the stickiness of the sap, or a fresh or unique smell. Next, Cedric tells you that you're ready to enter into the ancient forest. You enjoy walking for a while, taking in all kinds of sights, smells, and sounds that are surrounding you. Next, as you turn the corner to the left, you follow a forest path and find yourself in a tall grove of ancient cedar trees. Cedric, who is behind you, invites you to move closer to the middle tree that is over 800 years old. Perhaps you feel a sense of awe as you notice that the tree has a vast, wide trunk that seems to dwarf you as you stand beside it now. For a few moments, you take in the depth and breadth of this sturdy tree. Maybe you're starting to intuit and sense a kind of wisdom that seems to be emanating from this grove of trees. You too have wisdom. What kind of wisdom have you accumulated over your lifespan that has served you well? Keeping in mind that there are all kinds and facets to wisdom, like body wisdom, paying attention to your gut's wisdom, life knowledge, and what you know now to be true for yourself. Maybe there's some phrases that really resonate deeply with you. And who do you sometimes turn to that represents a wise mentor or a person who can help to guide you during tough, rough patches? Who or what in your life provides you with a strong, sturdy, dependable presence, a presence that you feel secure and safe, and that when you're experiencing challenges, you can lean into? How have you shared your wisdom or wise counsel with others? It might be interesting for you to come up with a few examples and to take stock around all of this. Cedric now has you mimic his actions. As he points to his feet, he invites you to notice your own feet and imagine that they are like the roots of a tree, and your feet now are reaching even deeper below the soil, like a tree's taproot, a taproot that anchors itself deeply into the ground. Think of where you feel most anchored and deeply rooted in your day-to-day life. Where do you feel most at home? Is it in your body doing an activity? Or is it when you're snug in your bed at night, when your body is starting to relax more deeply? Think of yourself having a taproot. Where and what do you want to tap into now in your life for a boost of energetic life force and vitality? The taproots of a tree draw nutrients and water from the soil and brings it up through the trunk and further into the crown of the tree where the green growth is. Where do you want your next self-development growth to occur in your life and why? Like the crown of the tree reaches up towards the sun and the sky, what are you wanting to come down towards you to meet you and inspire you to the next level? You may want to explore this even after you leave this space. Next, think of the trunk of your body and how it's like the trunk of a tree, for it holds you up and offers support, centering, and a sense of being very connected and of this earth. Just like strongly rooted trees with big, thick tree trunks offer secure grounding even during a big storm, how too can you see yourself having a strong psychological core that can help you weather the winds of chaos and wind turbulence in your life? Perhaps you feel like you would like to cultivate more of a strong core in your own tree trunk, so to speak. What ideas do you have already that might be around you, trying to give you guidance and wisdom? What helps you to feel grounded in your life currently? What works for you already? What can you rely on to help keep you connected to yourself during times of doubt? Cedric turns towards you as you walk back together to the Forest Welcome Center. And as you prepare to leave this space, he hands you a snapshot of you by the big ancient cedar tree. He reminds you that you are resilient and have the ability to protect yourself like the bark does for trees, and that you can strengthen your core and create an even sturdier trunk if that really resonates with you now. And you can tap into rich resources and draw them towards yourself. This is another growth possibility that you can explore. So remember, you have wisdom and you can also seek out guidance and wisdom from other resources. And now, as you wave goodbye to Cedric, know that you can come back here anytime. Take a few more moments now and a few more deep breaths. And when it feels right to you, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers and come back into a seated position. I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.